From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Forecasters say more storms are possible in the plains after multiple tornadoes swept through the region on Monday, killing five people in Oklahoma. Mayor Mick Cornett of Oklahoma City says emergency responders are busy working through the night.
We have family unification centers set up. We have a number of power outages, although very few of those are actually in Oklahoma City, but there's quite a few in the metro area. The police and fire rescue units are working a fairly large area, about 30 square miles, making sure that we have found everyone who might have been impacted by the storm or might be missing.
Oklahoma City Manager Jim Couch says the storm has created a potential drinking water crisis.
Amongst the facilities that don't have power are the Lake Draper Water Treatment Facility. The Lake Draper Water Treatment Facility provides about half the water for Oklahoma City and some of the suburbs that we provide water to. OG&E has made the Lake Draper Water Treatment Plant a priority, but at this time it's unknown when that power will be restored. Some major transmission lines in the area have been damaged.
A section of Interstate 40 east of Oklahoma City was shut down because of widespread damage. President Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court, Elena Kagan, is calling it an honor of the lifetime. Mr. Obama calls the 50-year-old former Harvard Law School dean one of the nation's foremost legal minds.
She believes, as I do, that exposure to a broad array of perspectives is the foundation not just for a sound legal education, but of a successful life in the law.
If Kagan is confirmed, she would be the first justice with no experience as a judge since William Rehnquist and Lewis Powell joined the court in 1972. A recall of romaine lettuce is expanding to another company that distributes to companies in two states. NPR's Ted Robbins reports the government is trying to pinpoint where the origin of E. coli contamination linked to the lettuce.
The Food and Drug Administration says another food distributor is recalling romaine lettuce that came from the same farm in Yuma, Arizona, which supplied lettuce that sickened at least 19 people. The recall began last week when students in Michigan, Ohio, and New York became sick with a rare and serious strain of E. coli. The FDA is looking at harvesting and processing at the farm to see where in the chain the contamination happened. Most of the recalled lettuce was sold in bags to restaurants and other food facilities. The use-by date on the bags is May 9th or 10th. According to the FDA, the recall does not affect bagged romaine lettuce in grocery stores. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Asian stocks fell Tuesday as a relief rally triggered by a $1 trillion plan to contain Europe's debt. This is NPR News. In Britain, Gordon Brown says he will step down as the head of the Labour Party and continue to serve as Prime Minister for only a few more months as his party attempts to form a new government. The BBC's Rob Watson says Brown's announcement came as it appeared that the Liberal Democrats might be close to a deal with the Conservatives on forming a coalition government.
Gordon Brown stepped out of Downing Street to announce Labour would be opening talks with the Lib Dems and that he would be resigning in the months after any coalition had been formed.
I have no desire to stay in my position longer than is needed to ensure the path to economic growth is assured and the process of political reform we have agreed moves forward quickly. The reason that we have a hung parliament is that no single party and no single leader was able to win the full support of the country. As leader of my party, I must accept that that is a judgment on me.
Most Liberal Democrat activists have always preferred the idea of a deal with Labour, but the unpopularity of Gordon Brown had always been seen as the obstacle.
The BBC's Rob Watson reporting from London. A Los Angeles judge says sealed testimony in the sex abuse case against filmmaker Roman Polanski will remain private. Polanski's attorneys argued that the documents show prosecutorial misconduct in Polanski's 1970 sex abuse trial. The judge says the testimony is not intended for release unless Polanski returns to California for a hearing. Polanski is fighting extradition from Switzerland to the United States. He fled to France in 1977 before sentencing for having sex with a 13-year-old girl. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.